We are learning Masechta Soita, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, and we are beginning on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph on the bottom, five lines from the bottom. We have in the Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva said that Susing Ashlishi even by Chulin. And here Rav Asi B'Shem Rav brings down that there are five Tanoim who hold, not like the Rabbi Kiva, they hold that only Truma or Kachem have Ashlishi and not Chulin. So you already mentioned the first four Tanoim, now we're going to number five, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer the Tanah, learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Masechta Chala. Rabbi Eliezer him a Chala Neteles Minat Tahira Al Tameya, which means like this: if you have a dough that's Tameh, so you don't want to take off Chala off that dough is Chayev in Chala because it's a dough that could be eaten by anyone, even though it's Tameh. But you don't want to take off Chala off that dough. Why not? Because Chala that's Tameya cannot be eaten by the Kayin. So basically, you're being Mafresh Chala in order to burn it. We don't want to do that. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says that I have an Eitzah. We could take off Chala and still give it to the Kayin, but the Tairas Tahira. How? You'll take Chala off a different dough and be might see this dough. You take off Chala on different dough and go on this dough. Now, in the Mishnah says you have to take off Chala is 1/24th or 1/48th. It depends on the shear, but either 1/24 or 1/48th. Depends if you're Baal Bas or you're a store owner, but around 1/24 you have to take off challah. Bezman Hazeh, all you need to do is gezayis, because Bezman Hazeh, the challah taka is only the rabbanon, and you burn it. But upon challah has to be taken that amount. So you take 1/24 of this temeya from a tahira. From a tahira to get isa, you take off the challah, and therefore the challah is tahira. So what do you do? How do you do that? The problem is, halacha is something called mina mukif. They take off challah, it's supposed to be next to each other, or touching each other. So what do? You can't touch the tahira to the tamei, it'll become tamei. So what do? Ketzad, shtei isois, achas tahira v'achas tamei. You take two isois, one's tahira, one's tamei. And noitel kedei chala me'isa shaloi hormo chalasa. You take off chala off the dough that was not taken off chala yet, because it has to be a bar chiyuv also. And v'noisin pachos b'kabei b'emtsin. Now you have to make a mukif. So what do? You take a small piece of dough, and it's less than a kabeya, and you put it be'emtzah, k'dei litol min ha'mukiv, in order to do min ha'mukiv. So basically you have like this. You have a temeya over here, a donut temeya, and you want to attach it to the Torah. How do you attach? You take a little piece of dough, less than a kazayis, and you put it in between, and it all touches each other. So that little less than a kabeya, becomes tameh, because even less than a kabeya becomes tameh. But less than a kabeya cannot mean tameh something else. And also a point over here is that it's really the middle guy comes a sheni, and this will be a shlishi. That we'll talk about in a second. But upon him, you do less than a kabeya be'emtza. K'dei lito b'namukiv, in order to take b'namukiv. The chacham oisrim. Chacham say you cannot do that, and we'll explain to machlokes. We have three pshatim in machlokes. Chacham Rabbi Eliezer, and then we'll prove from this that Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's no such thing as a shlishi. V'tanya, there's not a brisa that says kabeya. I can even put a beya in between, even a sheer beya, which can mitam other things. I can put in between. Savrua, so the Bnei HaGemara explained that Idi v'Idi be'isa reshaina. They're both talking about both cases that say kebeya, both the Brisa and the Mishnah that say one says you put in pachas kebeya in between as the attachment, the other one says kebeya as attachment. Remember, just the site is you need a kebeya to mitam something else. Less than a kebeya cannot mitam something else. So we thought until now the first one's the isa reshaina. And another fact that they assumed was bechulin hatvulin chalalav chaladami, something that's not, we didn't take chala off yet. You don't look at it that there's chala mixed up into it, because chala mixed up into it has din of kachin, then it could become a tamei shlishi. But we look at a chulin that does not, you didn't take off chala yet. It does. You don't look at this chala mixed up into it. It looks like it's considered chulin. The whole thing's considered chulin. Bechulin hatvulin chalalav loy chaladami. So what's the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Nachum? My love, how can we forget? The Marasovar ain sheni oisa shlishi bechulin, or Marasovar sheni oisa shlishi bechulin, which means like this: that what's the machlokes of Eliezer and Rabbanan? Eliezer hold that a sheni does not make a shlishi bechulin, and therefore he holds I could put even a kabeya there. So why did the first Mishnah say less than a kabeya? Because it's not because a sheni can make a shlishi, because whatever you can mayit and tumah is better. Because the middle one, I'm making tumah, I'd rather be mayit and tumah, do less tumah. Also, it could be the din of also ligram tumah lechulin. Therefore, the least you could do, the better. Or another reason would be is because you might touch the challah, might touch the middle thing. When you're taking it off, might touch the middle thing. So you'd rather not be a kabeya. But even if it's a kebaya, it works. Why? Because it does not make the third one in shlishi. There's no thing in shlishi v'chulin. It's ksidah chulin. So the isa that's tame is a rishon. The middle becomes a sheni. And even if it's a kebaya, it can make a shlishi to chulin because chulin can become a shlishi. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds he even do use a kebaya. And the mishnah holds you use less than a kebaya for whatever two reasons we just gave. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. The chachamim they hold no a sheni can make a shlishi even v'chulin. So therefore, we say, of course you can't do a kebaya. If you do a kebaya, it'll make a tame, right? Of course you can't do a kebaya. And even less than a kebaya you can't do, gzeri might do kebaya. It's very hard to make a shir, exactly, you might do a little kebaya. That we thought Pshat of Mechadis Chomer Abliyaz is. So really, Mechadis Chomer Abliyaz is, does a sheni make a sushi by chulin? So here we have our Rabbi Eliezer holds that, according to the Braisa, it says kebaya, that a sheni does not make a sushi. So the Gemara, so that's my first raya. Anyway, you slice it. This says the Tanya Kabeya. This brisa that says Kabeya is a raya that you don't make a sushi by chulin. But the Gemara is going to say maybe because they didn't pshan machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chum. Omrav Mori, Bereid Rav Kana. You can say like this: Kuli Alma Ein Sheni Asushi by chulin. Maybe everyone holds, even the Rabbanon hold that a sheni is not make a sushi by chulin. But Hocha v'chulin at chulin lechala kmifkli. Here we're arguing with something else. Does chulin that you didn't take off chala yet, is that considered like chala? Marsav a chal dami. It's considered like chala. Mine's because I have chala mixed up into it. It wasn't matfish. I didn't separate it yet, but it is chala mixed up into it. Therefore, chala is like truma, and it becomes a shlishi. Well, marsav a loy chal dami. The whole is not chal dami. That would be the biyam achleikus. That it's like this. That the rabbanon even everyone holds ancient as a shlishi. So why the rabbanon hold that it's usher? Because here you can make a shlishi. Here you can make a shlishi, and less than a kebaya is also because otu a kebaya might make a shir kebaya. That's why the mishnah holds also if you do chum. That means according to Eliezer it's muta because even a kebaya is muta because ain sheni osu shlishi and chulin hatfulun chala is not considered kechala. But the rabbanon is a kechala, therefore it's a problem to you kebaya and also less than a kebaya al tzegzer. That's the second pshat in machlekes. But by the same third pshat. The kuliyam of chulin tefulin chala kechala dami. Everyone agrees chulin that tefulin chala is not kechala. The ein sheni oitz shlishi v'chulin. So therefore, what's your problem? Put a bay in between. There's no problem whatsoever. Even it can't make a shlishi. V'halcha v'mutal ligroim tumah lechulin shaveris shol kamefli. A new machlekes. Are you allowed to be goyim tumah lechulin? Ma'asav v'mutal ligroim tumah lechulin shaveris shol. Rav the other holds that in order to save, you want to give chala that's not tomei, because you're scared maybe the koi might eat it then. You want to make chala, it's not tomei. You're allowed to go ahead and lehedya and go straight and be metama chulim. And just to save the din of chala. That's what Rabbi Eliezer holds. Mut ligrim tum lechulim yisrael. Marasava also ligrim tum lechulim yisrael. You're now to be goyim tumah. So according to the chachamim, there's this isa is tomei. Too bad. Take off chala. You can't do an eitzah by taking this middle one and making it tameh in order to have chala tayri. You can't do that. You're not let it be goyim tumah lehedya to the chala. So that's pshat the rabbanon why it's also. No matter what, less than a beya, more than a beya, you can't metame it. Rabbi Eliezer holds mutar ligrim tumah. So what's the pshat? What's the machlokes? Then the mishnah and the braisa says kebeya, not kebeya. So Rashi happens to have two pshatim. One pshat he says that even if you mut ligrim tumah, but kamad ef shalamute you try to might. Therefore, our mishnah holds that you do less than a kebeya because whatever you can might, you can might. Rashi is another pshat that really allowed him to gurim tumah whatever you want. You're trying to save the challah. But our mishnah holds, you might by mistake touch the middle one, that's why. You might touch the middle one, that's the problem. Like upon him, we have three different ways to learn the Chagas Chomer Rabbi Eliezer, but either way, Rabbi Eliezer definitely holds that there's no such thing as Shlishi by Chulin. Even Tzad Meir upon all like that. But that's definitely the case, and therefore we have there our fifth Tana holds that there's no Shlishi by Chulin. And that's the end of this sugya of making a Shlishi, Sheni, and Shlishi. And Lamaisa comes out that we paskel like those really five Tanoim hold that by Chulin it ends by Sheni, by Truma goes to Shlishi, and by Kachem Yavarvi, but that's not part of those all the Tanoim. But all of a sudden I agree on one thing, that there's no Shlishi by Chulin. So Akhtim Aravaitet. Then our Mishnah, Boibrim Darash Rabbi Kiva, there was a stira by the Ari Halavim. One said, one pasuk said it was 2,000 Amos around the city, you have space. And the other pasuk says 1,000. So the kashrut was a stira. So Rabbi Kiva said, no, 1,000 was migros. 1,000 was for their use. 2,000 Amos just meant that there's a tchum Shabbos of 2,000 Amos around. You can't go on Shabbos more than 2,000 Amos. That's what Rabbi Kiva said. The other Mandiyama said, no, it's 2,000 Amos of space. 1,000 of it is migros, is empty. That's what the other Mandiyama holds. What's the Biyar Machlaikis? Truman is the Raisa. Therefore, he says the 2,000 Amos is referring to Truman. The other man, the Yama, holds Truman is only the Rabbanon. And therefore, he has to say, Pshat is they get 2,000 Amos of space. The Tosfos Shan speaks out of here from the Yerushalmi that the Philoman de Islay, the Truma Paim Level, the Rabbanon, come up with Trum the Gimel Parsois, which is Yud Beis Mil Hava the Raisa. Famous Yerushalmi, and the Rambam passing to that is that there's a din Yud Beis Mil is Trum the Raisa. Here, Homochug is only got 2,000 Amos. But a certain amount, like that's why going to a hospital somewhere far away, it might be a bigger Shalah, it might be a Shalah of Trumim the Raisa, because it's Yud Beis Mil. Zokti Gemara Vaita. Tanu Rabbanon. Usually going to the hospital, someone's sick. It's usually the child coming the way back. Someone is not doesn't have to go back home. And he goes back home. He's going into child Issa Daraisa. Tanu Rabbanon. Boi b'yoyim. The Mishnah went further and had a machlokes there. How they sang Shira. Here we have a brisa that elaborates on that machlokes. So it said in the Mishnah. Boi b'yoyim darash Rabbi Kiva. And said here Tanu Rabbanon. We'll learn now in the brisa that explains this. Tanu Rabbanon. Boi b'yoyim darash Rabbi Kiva v'shal shol yishom na'yom. That day, remember, that day means the day Rabbi Elazar Mazari was Nasi, Dorosh, Rabbi Kiva, Vashah, Sha'ol Yisho, and Ayom, when the Klal Yisho came out of the Yamsuf, Nostor, Neim, Leim, and Shira. They decided they want to say Shira. In the case of Shira, how they say Shira? Kegodol ha-makri is a hal. Like a godol who's makri the hal. Which means, it works with Shemei Ka'ina, and by hal, instead of saying Amen, they say the Roshei Parakim. V'hein oin makro Roshei Parakim. For example, by Hallel, they say Halleluka, and the Evan answers Halleluka. That's the answer. That's how they used to say Hallel when the Chazan was Moiti the Tzibur. So then, if it was a Golden Moiti the Tzibur, Evan answered Halleluka. So he said, that's the way they said, according to Rabbi Kiva, that is the way they said the Shira. And the Gemara explains, Moisham Ashir Lashem, Kigoyigov, and Imrim Ashir Lashem. Just said a word, Ashir Lashem, Hiram Ashir Lashem. Moisham Kigoyigov, and Imrim Ashir Lashem. And so on and so forth. Moshe said, "Oziv zimis kav ahil Yeshua." They said, "Ashir Hashem." They kept on saying the refrain, "Ashir Hashem." They are. There's another side. There's more Rashi Prakim than one. The Rishash brings down on side. They said, "Micha Moicha." At a certain point, but they said the Rashi Prakim. They answered the refrain of the Rashi Prakim. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yosha, Rabbi Yisrael Lili Eimer, kikota in a makres hal. It wasn't like a gadol who's moitzi the oilam in hal. It was like a katan a makres hal. What's a katan a makres hal? Sometimes if no one can read besides for the katan, so the katan can't be moitzi the tzibur. So what the katan does is he says hal, and everyone says it after him. He says the pasuk, and everyone says repeats the pasuk after him. So that's the way they said the hal. That's the way they said the shira. Kikota in a makres hal. He no akrav koma shu Eimer. Moisha Oima Ashir Lashem, Behina Mashir Lashem. Moisha Oima Kigaga, Behina Oima Kigaga. Moisha says, Ozizim is Ka, and they say, Ozizim is Ka. That's the way they said the Hal. Moisha's not a cotton, so what's the status of the Yama? Why would it be like a cotton of Makar's Hal? It should be like Godel Makar's Hal. Why would they do that? Zokti Masha, Afagavsha Yoitzim Barashi Prokim, the Inlon of Godel Mi Moisha, of a Godel Makar's, and Yoitzim Yudchas Vashmi, I'm reading you from the Masha. Yes, loyma for the Masha Amishim. Pesume milsa loyhay roitzim lotzeis b'shmi me'moisha. Va'oinim kulam katan makir. They want to be involved. Al pesume nisa. They want to say it also. And therefore, that's this man the Yama holds. They said it. We'll see what Darshav and Pesukim. That's the second man the Yama. Third man the Yama is Rabbi Nechemia. Nechemia is soifa peres al shema beveis haknesses. It's like a melamed who's starting to say the Birkas Shema in Beit Knesset, Shupesech, Yilav, Einim Akrav, and they all say it after him, and which means they all continue. And which means it's like he starts them off, and they all follow. So what happened with the Shira is, Moshe started off the Shira, Shira Lashem Ki Goy Goh, and all of a sudden, everyone just followed along and said it together with him. They all had Ruach Kares together with him, and were Mechaven to him to say all the words of the Shira. So with three Pshatim, either Moshe Rabbeinu was Moitzi them Shmei Kain, and they answered a refrain, or Moshe said every line and they repeated after him, or the third pshat is that he started off and they were Ruach HaKadosh continued what Moshe Rabbeinu said. So Micah Mephigi, what's the Biram Chalikas in the Pesukim? Rabbi Kiva saw, it says in the Pasuk, Ozi Yosha Moshe Rabbeinu Shal Shira Zeus LaHashem, Vayemru Lamar. Vayemru Lamar, what's Lamar? Lamar usually means that you tell him to say something. What's Lamar? So the three pshat in Lamar. Rabbi Kiva saw, Lamar Milsa Kamaisa. Lamar means on the first thing that he said, Ashira LaHashem Goyga, that's Lamar. Vayemru Lamar, Ashira LaHashem Goyga, say over Ashira LaHashem. Lamer means you should say every single line. Rabbi Nechemia sava vayoyimru da omar kulu v'hadi adadi, and lamer means, so what's lamer for? The Vayomru sounds like all said it together. What's Lamer? The Pasak Moshe Bereshit, which means, like Rashi explains, that he gave them permission to start. He says, let's start now. Ashur Hashem, let's start. Lamer, let's start. And everyone said it together. So those are three pshatim in how they said the Shiro.